I'm sometimes confused by what I read. A while back, I was trying to figure out how my credit card works. So I flipped over the monthly statement, was reading what was on the back side of the monthly statement, and I came across this sentence. To the extent any portion of these terms of use shall be determined to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such portion will be modified by the court solely to the extent necessary to cause such portion to be enforceable, and these terms of use as so modified will remain in full force and effect. I'm sometimes confused by what I read. You find yourself having the same difficulty, whether it's with a credit card statement or with the terms of your monthly mortgage or a lease that you have. You find yourself a little bit puzzled by the instructions for how to use your new phone or how to set up your DVR. Or maybe it's the instructions that the teacher gave for the next math assignment. Sometimes instructions just don't instruct. Explanations don't explain. Sometimes you and I have an excuse for being a little confused. Listen to or read the Gospel according to St. John, and there's really no excuse. St. John tells us the words of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, his message is crystal clear. It's straightforward truth for our believing and for our doing, for our comfort, for our hope, for our joy. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, I invite you to give attention with me to the simple message of Christ our Shepherd. Because what we find is Christ our Shepherd speaks plainly. He was in the holy city, Jerusalem. It was one of the annual religious festivals. The city was crowded. He was walking in the vast temple courtyard near some of those columns, those pillars that surrounded the temple courtyard. A crowd of his fellow Israelites pressed up against Jesus with a request. How long will you keep us in suspense? They said. If you are the Messiah, long promised by the Eternal Father, tell us openly. If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. The timing of their request is more than a bit outrageous. By this time, Jesus had been living very publicly for possibly as many as 3 years. His words had been openly spoken. His actions were easily scrutinized. Every Israelite had heard Jesus preach or teach, or if they hadn't heard him directly, they had heard about his message. And Jesus' message very simply was that he, Jesus from Nazareth, was the Christ, Greek word. He was the Messiah, Hebrew word. He was the anointed one of God. From the beginning, Jesus had said that the Father had designated him to rule on his throne forever with grace and power. The Father had appointed him to be his greatest spokesman in the world, his prophet. The Father had anointed, chosen Jesus to be the priest who would offer up the final once and for all sacrifice. He was the fulfillment of the Father's promises. I and the Father are one, Jesus said. No puzzle, no riddle, plain, simple message. And then there were those miracles that Jesus had done, many of which you are very familiar with. When Jesus gave the ability to see, to a blind man who was begging along the roadside. Nobody afterwards asked whether the blind man had really been blind in the first place or whether he could now see. He genuinely had spoken to people who were paralyzed and told them, you know, they could pick up their mat and walk and go home, and they picked up their mat and they walked and they went home. He gave hearing to those who were deaf. He healed the sick. He cast out demons on at least three occasions. He brought the dead back to life. And nobody afterwards asked whether the dead had really been dead or the alive were now alive. The miracles I have done in my Father's name, Jesus said, they speak for me. They show that I have the same strength that the Creator has always had. They show that I have the same wisdom and the same compassion and the same capacity for mercy. I and the Father, Jesus said, are one. My miracles prove it. Yes, you can be confused by what you read or hear about Jesus Christ. You can get a little confused by those who want to make fables out of these things that the gospel writers write. You can get a little mixed up reading or listening to theologians who rather artfully or cleverly turn the scriptures to say that Jesus was not who he claimed to be. You can read the message of those who worship the scientific method and who say that Jesus could not possibly have done these miracles because they go against the laws of nature, and nothing can go against the laws of nature. Some of those who can confuse have made quite a name for themselves. And you can Google a YouTube of an academic who will explain to you that Jesus from Nazareth could not possibly have been God. And here's the reasons why. And of course, we may not even know whether there really is a God. You can get confused by what you read and hear about Jesus Christ. Or you can read the Bible. You can listen to the gospel according to St. John. You can hear Jesus speak quite plainly that he, the greatest man, the Holy One, that he is truly, fully God who is one with the Father. And what a marvelous teaching that is. So simple. Jesus Christ is the one who does maintenance work on galaxies so vast, humanity's telescopes still have not seen to the back end of them. He's the one who keeps the planets in their orbit with such precision that astronomers today can predict where each of the planets will be down to the minute 50 years from now. Jesus is the one who does that. He's the one who created this big wide world with all of its creatures, from the humpback whale that splashes the Pacific to the cricket that is burrowed in the dirt of your backyard right now, waiting for the soil to warm up so that it can chirp at you on a July evening. And he's the one who made you. And who is able in your heart and in your mind to overcome any doubt about whether he is up to the task. Read the scriptures. Listen to God's word. Read the scriptures again. Listen to God's word some more. Because Christ our shepherd speaks plainly. He is one with God the Father, and he calls you to follow him with utter confidence. But maybe you didn't come to church this morning simply to hear about his power. maybe today it doesn't bring you that much comfort to say aloud a creed that confesses what the Scriptures so plainly say, how Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, and how through Him all things were made. It is very important to say those things and to trust those things, but don't be confused about the Lord Jesus Christ. For your personal comfort and your very personal peace, He also says and proves that He is one with His sheep. Yeah, the sad fact is the world the good Lord made is populated by vast numbers of two-legged sheep, you and I included. Human beings who often act like sheep. Like sheep, we can't defend ourselves against the lion that prowls or the wolf that circles. I mean, let's face it. The devil who's been around from the beginning and ungodly, worldly foes can very easily snatch me up or snatch you up in their jaws and carry us away and chew us up. Like sheep, we don't always pay attention. And we can overlook the dangers that surround us with our eyes not down in the grasses of a pasture, but our eyes focused just on the things that fill the stomach and satisfy the daily desires. Like sheep, we can follow the wrong flock. Like sheep, we can stumble into a trap, into a pitfall that can do great harm to us. But Christ, our shepherd, speaks plainly. And He tells us that He was sent from the Father to shepherd every one of His sheep. He did that with those disciples who were in His flock originally. He shepherded them, fed them with the truth, guarded them from the devil's lies, told them that He was going to go and fight on their behalf, and then He went up to Jerusalem and took on those predators face to face, jaw to jaw, teeth to teeth, fought against the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion, against even the wolves that dress up like sheep's clothing, they look so harmless, fought against them and crushed them at the cross, defeated them by doing exactly what the Father had sent Him to do. Gave up His life on the cross. His admirers claimed His body and laid it in a tomb, and then on the third day He rose so that He might return to His work of being shepherd to His sheep. And now, plainly spoken in Scripture, He's your shepherd. He's the shepherd who knows your weaknesses. He knows what leads you astray. He knows the temptations that trip you up. And yet, He calls you by name back to His side. In your baptism, He calls you, in fact, to be a permanent, well-protected sheep in His flock. He calls you by name, puts His name on you. Feeds you by the quiet waters of His Word. Sustains your life and makes that tremendous promise to you of eternal life. My sheep shall never perish, Jesus says. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Even as the Heavenly Father prizes each one of His children and keeps them in safety, so also Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, prizes His sheep and keeps them in safety. He says that very plainly. Recently, I was working on my taxes. I was trying to figure out whether I needed to report a dividend on one of my modest investments. So I turned to page 22 in the Form 1040 instructions. Here's what I read. You ready? Some dividends may be reported as qualified dividends in Box 1B of Form 1099 DIV, but are not qualified dividends. These include dividends you received on any share of stock that you held for less than 61 days during the 121-day period that began 60 days before the ex-dividend date. The ex-dividend date is the first date following the declaration of a dividend on which the purchaser of a stock is not entitled to receive the next dividend payment. When counting the number of days you held the stock, you cannot count certain days during which your risk of loss was diminished. See Publication 550 for more details. Now, I'd like to tell you I consulted 550, but I recognize that sometimes I'm confused by what I read and I just take a shot and I guess at what the truth of the matter might be. Maybe that's a bit embarrassing, in fact, to admit that sometimes explanations just don't explain. Isn't it a refreshing thing to read the scriptures and hear our good shepherd speak so plainly? In scripture, he tells us we are his sheep and he warns us to watch out, be on our guard against false shepherds, false teachers. And he tells us you identify them because what they say contradicts what my scripture says. In the scriptures, he assures us that no matter what happens around us, no matter what we watch on our televisions, no matter what explodes, who is harmed, who is hurt, even who among us is hurt, that he's keeping his flock and he guards his people, so that he can take us home to heavenly pastures. So simple, so plain. And the encouragement always is, listen to him. Listen to him, of course, when you're in his house. Perk up the ears when your Savior is speaking. Keep developing and redeveloping habits at home where you have his word open, a devotional booklet, Holy Scripture, so you can listen to him. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. Listen to your good shepherd because he speaks so plainly. There's this tremendous contrast in what we're reading today in the Holy Gospel. These people that pressed around Jesus and they asked him, they said, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us plainly if you're the Christ. Well, he told them again. He said it plainly again. And what St. John says is his listeners, Jesus' listeners that day, picked up rocks because they were going to stone him to death. They were going to kill him. It's not that they didn't understand him anymore. It's that they didn't realize how much they needed him. Too proud, perhaps. What a blessing of our God that by his Holy Spirit he humbles us day after day and year after year so we recognize just how much we need our Lord Jesus Christ, crucified for us, risen for us, and now speaking to us so plainly. What a blessing to say, I'm his little lamb, I'm in his flock. Not only I, but all his sheep are. And he speaks to me very, very plainly. God bless your listening. And God bless your believing. Amen. Congregation may stand. May the God of peace who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good word and deed. Amen.